For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
We joke all the time about how women rule the house,
yep.
And we just follow.
Mm-hmm.
But something is going on in the Muley household
that
proves that times a thousand. It's so bad.
How bad is it?
We can't even really refer to it as the Muley household anymore. Maybe we call your wife and we ask what she's given permission for you to call
Ooh.
It. You bitch. You're hanging out of the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. So Bill's game tonight. You got an exciting night at Bill Gray's Taproom and Child.
Oh, boy.
And then tomorrow night, there's even more excitement at the Muley House.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on?
So my wife is having her friends over.
Ooh. You know, girls' night?
Yeah, girls' night.
Girls' night.
So outside, cocktails, whatever.
Wine wasted.
On the patio.
Sure.
Patio
sure.
Happy hour.
But the weather is turning.
Oh.
So it looks like that is being moved inside.
Okay, no big deal. What's the point? This sounds
change
funny.
Of venue.
Yeah. Okay. So usually I just get the house myself. The girls stay outside to do their thing.
Sure.
I'm not around. I'm invisible.
Yeah.
Well, it should be. But now everybody's coming inside.
Okay. Well, I mean, you can just sit in the other room.
Yeah, where are you hiding?
The other room.
Where's Tommy hiding?
Right. So I'm heading upstairs.
Oh, like to the second floor of the house?
Yes.
So you made the decision yourself to go upstairs to the second floor?
yeah, let's go with that. No!
You've been banished.
I mean, it was like obvious. It wasn't said, but it was obvious I got to go up.
When you say it wasn't said, but it's obvious that you have to go up.
Yeah.
Let's say tomorrow night,
right.
The girls come over.
Yeah.
Right?
And they are.
And you're going to stay downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
Would your wife be upset with you for that?
Yeah, probably.
Why?
Because like, so we have two bathrooms. Yeah, one downstairs, one upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
I can't use the downstairs bathroom.
Why?
I can't go in there and rip ass, and then one of her friends is going to go in there and use the bathroom. I got to go upstairs anyway to use the dumper.
Okay, do you hear what's happening here?
Like he's talking himself into it.
Yes, like you hear a man who knows that you've been sissified.
Yes.
Like ultimately sissified. Right. Put in a jar with the eggs, pickled, sissified. You're saying that if you have to use the bathroom
I gotta
by
go
chance
the, I gotta
to take
use
a massive dump, so you couldn't go upstairs and come back downstairs?
No, because then it's obvious you just went up there and took a huge...
That is not the problem!
Steamer.
What is your wife afraid you're going to do if you're around her friends for a little while?
She don't want me around.
She just doesn't want him to be seen.
Do you want, if you have all your girlfriends over, do you want your old man around?
Well, I wouldn't think he would want to be around.
Right, yeah. And you don't want him around.
I mean, I don't
your
care.
Wife, if your wife if has wants. All her friends over, she doesn't want your doofus ass hanging out with your stupid jokes.
I would like to think my wife would want me around.
For what?
Well, yeah, I'm charming and fun.
When does that start?
I don't know.
Are you going to charm school this afternoon?
School.
I'm starting to understand why your wife wants you upstairs, why you've been banished.
She don't want me around. I get it.
Okay.
I don't want to spoil the mood.
Okay.
You go away, because I want to talk about women get together the same reason men get together. To talk about the people that aren't there.
Okay.
And I'm one of them.
Man. So you're just going to go sit in a bedroom by yourself?
Well, that's what I'd be doing downstairs.
Okay. It's just, wait, no, downstairs has more stuff.
Do you have a TV upstairs?
Yeah.
Oh.
Little. It's pathetic.
Okay. I was just wondering.
No. Pathetic is the right word, but you put it in the wrong place in this story.
What do you mean?
What is happening here is pathetic.
I was wondering what you're going to do to entertain yourself while you're upstairs.
I got the TV.
Okay, well, you got that. That's good.
All right, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Are there places other men are not allowed to go in their house? And I don't mean all the time, obviously. But do you allow your partner to tell you where and when you can or can't be?
Well, they may not say it verbally, but you know. It's a no-fly zone.
This isn't your party. Kind of what it is, right?
No, but there's a difference between like sitting down at the table and monopolizing the conversation and just being like in the general vicinity.
But isn't it kind of awkward just sit around?
Yes.
Like, because it would be weird, I guess, if Tommy's sitting in like the room right next to us and just not participating in the conversation.
He's not listening to a word you're saying. He just knows you're defending him and he's going, right, yes.
Listen to this young lady.
I'm just saying like, it's a weird scene, I guess, because you're not a part of the group. You're just sitting by yourself.
Yeah.
No, I understand.
In a different space. Like, so I guess I can understand why you just want to like disappear
for a while. No, but that's the difference here, right? If Tommy were to come in and say, look, I want to be upstairs and I want to stay away from everything, I totally understand that. I totally understand. It's the fact that you are admitting that you have been banished.
Yes.
That it doesn't have to be said, but she would look at you and say, get the hell out of here.
No, she wouldn't say that, but it would be implied.
I know you. I get it. Look, I'm not blaming
her. She's not going to tell me that directly.
She should. I meant like over her life.
Yeah.
Get the hell out of here. Get out of my house, you lazy ass freeloading bum.
But there is like, you just kind of understand boundaries, man. Like, do you not understand boundaries in a marriage?
You're going to try and spin this on me when Kimmy
I'm asking you
said,
a question.
Yeah. What's the boundary? That I also live in a house? That I also can walk around when other people are there?
But you understand how it looks. They don't want you.
I mean, I think my wife wants me.
No, she don't.
Kimmy, do you want your husband around?
It wouldn't bother me to have him around. I just wouldn't think he'd want to be around.
But that's
part of it.
But that's the difference, right? Mm. Like, if he wants to leave, again, understood. Mm. Like, Kimmy is telling you that she does not want her husband banned from a floor
Sometimes,
in the house.
Sometimes, though, there is part of me, though, that does want him around only so we can gossip about the gossip later. So, like, he can hear it firsthand.
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
I see. So she actually wants her husband around.
In a roundabout negative way. So let me ask you this. You having all your girlfriends over, and he's going to stay down.
Like, he's just lingering.
No. He's going to be doing his own thing.
Okay.
He's going to start gaming over in his little setup over there.
His little corner.
Yeah, he's got the headset on, talking to all his Game Boys. And they're
Game
going
Boys.
Back and forth. You can hear him.
Yeah.
And you want that going on while you're trying to have wine and
cheese. If he's doing his own thing and we're both separately going. I mean, if it's
you're
one
not
thing.
Separate,
like,
you're right there.
I love you are desperately flailing, trying to get someone else to be like, yeah, what you're doing is totally fine.
Because she lied.
No, you lied.
Like, if he's in his own world, it doesn't bother me. He's you know, doing his own thing.
It would be weird.
Let me ask you a question. Do you understand boundaries?
I know boundaries.
Maybe your boundaries are not what other people's boundaries are.
Do you understand boundaries? I know boundaries and couth.
You don't even know what couth means,
and
man.
Couth means be cool.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Tommy's wife is having the girls over tomorrow night.
Yeah.
They're going to be outside on the patio, but the weather has turned, so they're going to be
inside. And we got a small house.
And because of that,
it's a shack.
Tommy has been banished to the upper floor of the home. And he, in trying to justify why, one, that's a normal thing for a spouse to do, and two, why he's not a bitch for putting his foot down, he's going, everybody does this, despite the fact that everyone is saying, no, nobody else does this, and you are in a weird situation. By the way, this is an entirely woman-only ability.
What do you mean?
There is no way that if I had buddies coming over, I could look my wife in the face or even like infer that she needs to get lost.
But would you have to? Because she probably doesn't want to be around you anyways.
No, that's not true. Like, if I have buddies coming over to watch like a sporting event or something, she'll come down and hang. And it's awesome. I like spending time with her. But like,
but it changes the dynamic of the room.
Oh, you don't want my wife around is what you're saying?
No, I love your wife.
No, that's what you just said. Hold on, let me tell you.
No, I don't want your stupid, dumb Jimmy buddies around.
You got to text her real quick.
He's got multiple Jimmies.
Dumb Jimmy. Yeah, the crew of Jimmies.
Yeah. Don't you have like two Jimmies?
I got one Jimmy.
Don't you have an old Jimmy and a young Jimmy?
No, we have a Jimmy that calls the show who's old. I've never had him over.
He shows up at your house too?
No, man. Like, Kimmy, if your husband had buddies coming over and he was going to go out in the bar and he looked at you and goes, hey, listen, you know, the guys are coming over, so, you know, if you could just, like, go somewhere, that would offend you, right? Okay.
I don't know.
You're right. She lies. She's a liar.
I mean, yeah, I guess if you directly told me, don't come out here and hang out with us, I'd probably be a little offended.
And if I was going over to a buddy's house for, like, a guy's night hanging out, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And all of a sudden his wife is there with us. It's not a guy's night anymore. It's a half-ass couple's night. Because now there's a woman in the room, and everybody's going to be on their... They're going to put on their wife mouth, and talk differently than if no women there.
You know
at all.
That, like, even if she's not in the room with you, she could still probably hear what you're saying.
And he's but also going to tell her everything that was said.
Yeah, yeah, but it's it, but now there's a face on it sitting there. You know I'm right.
I disagree. Maybe
you
know,
disagree.
Maybe
yeah,
I'm
yeah,
more,
my generation's so cool,
I
man.
I guess we're more progressive.
We just want everybody to show up at our lame ass party. Maybe that's why partying's down and all those party houses closed.
Probably, man. No, because what you
y'all drove the party business into the ground.
I love how you say partying's down. Party like you business. Guys are going to be doing coke at your house on Tuesday.
Well, we can't now, and somebody may have brought a bag.
252 WCMF. Tommy's been banished in his own house. He's flailing, trying to justify why this is okay. Phil is on CMF. Hey, Phil, how are you, buddy?
Hey, how you doing?
Go, Phil. What you got?
Tommy's problem is he needs a man cave.
Yeah, but don't you have to be a man to have a man cave? Hey, maybe we could build him a she shed.
Yeah, that might work for him.
Shut up.
Phil, you gotta...
Yeah, if he had his own space carved out, then he could just go hide there for a while his wife has her friends over.
Phil, do you have a man cave, buddy?
Yes, I do.
Does your wife banish you to your man cave?
No, I banish her from my man cave.
Yeah.
He banishes himself.
Phil lazy.
Wait, are you making fun of Phil after
yes,
he just
I am.
Said exactly what you said?
And by the way, no man has a man cave. Every man cave is full of your kids' toys.
No, it's not. No.
No,
no, no, no, no.
Not at Phil's house.
Phil, thanks for the
not
call,
in my
buddy.
House.
Have a good there goes Phil. Don't you dare talk about Phil's man cave. Like.
Basically, you have a storage area with beer signs.
He's getting so bad. Look, don't get upset with other guys because they got, you know, they had the nerve
they lie.
To stand up.
The boys lie.
Okay. You know, here's the thing. And I guess what's weird to me. That
about me being a good husband?
Man, it only took you 40 years. What's strange to me that, like, you'd be the one that feels he has to leave the room.
Mm-hmm.
There are some guys where their wives need to look at them and say, look, my friends are coming over. You can't be here, right? Like, my dad was one of those guys. Kimmy, your dad seems like he was one of those guys where if there's an audience in the house, even if they're not there for those guys, they're going to try and come in and take over the conversation.
They want the attention.
Exactly.
Yes.
I say that again?
There are men
yeah.
who wives have to look at and be like, please leave.
Oh.
Because anybody in the house, they're going to come and try and be the center of attention. But you're not that guy.
No.
You've been trying to be the center of attention on the radio for 31 years. You haven't done it.
How am I doing?
Great. You're nailing it. No, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I can see my mother, although I never remember my mother having friends over. So, like.
Yeah, your mother was like my mother.
Yeah.
They didn't have any friends because, I mean, like, my father controlled everything.
Yeah, like, I don't remember a night where there were, like, five gals over having, like, a glass of wine.
Never happened. But when my old man, when my old man had, like, men over for like parties or poker games and like that. My mother was just a waitress. Like my mother would cook and serve and clean up and bring them drinks. She was just a hostess.
Okay, can I ask a question?
What?
My wife kind of does that, but I don't ask her to do that. Does that make me a bad husband?
What do you mean?
She'll bring food like to me and my buddies, and then she'll like ask if we need like drinks or like she'll start.
Well, I guess that was like my mother's generation. If she doesn't do that, will you provide food for? That could just be a like I know people are coming over and
you're not
I feel
gonna,
like
you're
you
gonna
have
come
to
up
host.
Short.
Yeah.
Well, no, because there's
like I don't know if she's doing it to serve you. She's doing it to make sure your guests have a good time.
No, but it's just a bunch of dudes. Like if you want pizza, get up and get the pizza. Like that's how.
Yeah, but that doesn't fly in a woman's world.
It's a football game, okay, James Brown. This is bad. Well,
she wants.
Get up and get your own pizza!
She wants to make sure that people who come to her house are well-fed.
And enjoy it.
Yeah. I understand why she does that.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. I mean, you could have put your foot down. You could have.
Over what?
Right, well, look, let's talk.
It's a fight that's just going to blow up in my face.
Okay, look, man, look, you're getting a little aggressive here. I'm just trying to help you.
No, you're not.
I'm just trying to help you. Look, I see my friend hurting. And I don't want you to hurt.
I didn't say I was hurt.
No,
you said I was hurt.
I see the hurt in your eyes.
You don't see crap.
Eyes without a face. Got to hurt. Let's talk to Josh. He's on CMF. Hey, Josh, how are you, buddy?
How's it going?
Good, Josh. What do you got?
I have a great idea, Tommy. What you should do before everybody gets there, go out to the front door and lay down in front of the front door and be the doormat because you're letting them walk all over you.
Ow! He's out! And he's out! To hit and run! You know what's funny, too?
What?
Like, when it comes to, like, banning from certain places in your house, you know, your husband, your wife, I guess, could ask you not to go places.
Yeah.
When it comes to being a parent,
yeah,
do you respect the wishes of being banned from your kids' rooms? Because no kid wants their parents
in
their rooms.
But you don't know what the hell's going on you know, the age.
Yeah, no, that's okay. So let's say 16-year-old kid.
Yeah.
Are you respecting the request to not?
No, man.
Okay, so you're going in?
No, because yeah, you could like, there could be horrible stuff going on.
Yeah,
that
but
you're responsible
walk in
for.
On that?
Yeah, but you're responsible.
Okay, but it may not be horrible stuff. It may just be embarrassing
I've
stuff
heard some
for your
horror
kid.
Goddamn story. You know I got them stories, bro.
You told a story that was obviously a lie, that was on 60 Minutes with Time, that one guy said he witnessed in person. And you know...
All I know, there was a color code involved.
Shut up, bro. That never actually happened.
It happened,
no,
bro.
No, it didn't.
It happened in Webster. There's still a monument there.
Get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
one of those historical markers.
Hold on. Breaking news coming in. There's a school locally that has a litter box in the bathroom. You know, I heard it on another station here in town.
Think of the stuff you tried to get away with girls when your parents weren't around.
I understand.
And that's what they're doing.
No, I get it. But, like, I guess what I'm asking you is, as a parent, are you prepared to find what you could find in those rooms?
I thought that's the gig.
I mean, it can
be. It sucks, but it sucks to be a parent.
Okay, but there could also be, like, fear versus disgusting. Because you're right. Like, if I have a teenage son, I don't want him having drugs in his room. I don't want... I mean, okay.
I'm taking the door off.
Okay, but here's... No, you don't want to do that because you're going to lock eyes with him when he's playing with himself.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. All right, drapes.
All right, did every teenage boy have, like, a pile that they kept... Of things that they were done with it, where they didn't throw it out.
Okay, you tell the story, yeah. And it still to this day disturbs
I'm
me.
I'm telling you, I'm not the only young boy. And like, you're going to find...
Like the poor people that had your house after you left.
Do not walk through that.
Probably like glued to the
lights.
Wall.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Those illuminators.
No, but I'm saying, like, yeah, you could... Oh, we didn't find any pot. We didn't find it. All of a sudden, there's like a Indiana Jones boulder-sized tissue.
Yes. Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You want
Mount
to find
Krusty.
So my one friend does tell a story of her kid. They would wipe their boogers on the wall next to their bed to the point where, like, when they moved the bed,
there was
this hole. The wall was discolored from
boogers. What's wrong with your child?
Bro, you got to get in there with one of them, like,
scrapers.
Yeah, exactly. And get all that stuff out.
Oh, that's nauseating.
All right, well, listen, man, have fun tomorrow night in your 3x5 cell with your tiny. It's like going to prison in Sweden.
Yeah, yeah, but I got my own bathroom upstairs. Nice.
Pretty nice.
Be quiet.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tommy, this has been a dream of yours since the moment science made it possible.
Ooh, yeah.
A car with no driver to take you anywhere you please.
It's like you have your own chauffeur.
Mm-hmm. And it sounds great.
It is great.
Well, until some things started happening when it was put into practice. Not great things.
Things they had to tweak.
Yeah, tweak is the understatement of the century. Well, some lawmakers in the state of New York say it's time to get this show literally on the road.
All right, let's do it.
And they're ready to make sure that driverless cars... are right around the corner.
Come on.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF, Tommy Bulet.
Yeah, buddy.
Did you know that right now, New York State has a law against driverless cars?
So they had to, like, write this recently?
Within the last couple of years.
Yeah.
Or did somebody get high and watch the Jetsons one night?
The law prevents fully autonomous vehicles on a large scale.
Why?
That's the way it's written.
I thought California has this.
Yes, they do, and California has had some problems.
They had to work some things out.
Yeah. No, there's been more than a couple of problems across the country. Like, they kind of rolled these driverless vehicles out on a semi-large scale, and then some things happened, and they had to pull it back.
Right.
But One local lawmaker wants to change that law here in New York State.
Somebody cool.
We're talking super local. Jeremy Cooney, he's a state senator.
Oh, yeah, yeah, he's a headliner around here.
Yeah, man. He says early next year, he will be introducing a bill to allow more driverless features in cars in the state of New York. And he is worried that as a state, we are being left behind in the driverless car game. Now, you brought up other states have fully embraced driverless cars. And he touched on California. And Tommy, you're right.
Yeah.
Did you know that in California, you can get your food and groceries just delivered by the car?
So it's like a remote little vehicle just pulls up, no driver.
No, I didn't see a picture of it, so I don't know if it's like an actual car or like a buggy.
I've seen them. They look like cars.
But right. Call for like Instacart or whatever, and the car just shows up without anybody.
How cool is that?
Pretty cool. Unless you get hit by it.
You're not going to get hit. Watch where you're going.
Okay. Cooney says this legislation would be just for personal vehicles. So I know there are a lot of truck drivers and delivery drivers that are in fear for their careers. This law would not change anything about that. You don't have to be scared for your jobs just yet.
So they wouldn't be like delivery vehicles or like Ubers, let's say.
Just
these
private
are just
vehicle.
Your own personal
private
cars.
Vehicles, right. Yes. And here's the thing. It's not like driverless vehicles have never happened in the state of New York. Story on News 8 says that a few years ago, Buffalo and New York City were the site of some self-driving car experiments. So, Tommy, I'll ask you this question already knowing the answer.
What's that?
You're comfortable with what's being proposed here?
Yeah, it's the future, man.
Okay. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Are we ready for self-driving cars in the greater Rochester area? I find it weird that a guy like you, and I mean this with all love.
What's that?
You are technologically challenged. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, I think most people my age, yeah.
Okay, and like you, if someone handed you a self-driving car right now, they wouldn't be able to explain it in a way that
you don't have to. See, this is the great thing. It does all that for you.
Okay.
The car and the AI and the GPS do all the work. All I got to do is put my ass in the car, hit the button, and we screw.
No, but there's been other technology we've talked about in the past where you've said out loud, like, I don't feel comfortable using it because I don't know how it works.
But this is
Bitcoin
a game changer.
Would be one of those things.
But this is a game changer.
Okay.
It's all technically. You could say that about a lot of things
like,
that
for
you
example,
wouldn't want to use.
Like, for example, Bitcoin, like we just said.
I don't get Bitcoin.
I know you don't, and I understand. I don't get it either, and that makes me uncomfortable like using and going down that road, but I would have thought the same thing for the driverless car.
But I hate driving.
Okay.
I do. Like, I come to work in the morning but not having to drive, especially if you're in a busy city.
Yeah.
Like, you could do things. Think of, like, you in the morning, right?
Sure.
Or, like, taking your kids around. If you could be concentrating on something else while the car is taking you there.
Sure.
Like a flight or a bus service or anything, or a taxi.
Look, it sounds great.
It is great.
But what if I told you you could get to work in 60 seconds if I gave you a jetpack? Would you take that? No, you wouldn't.
You know I'm a big jetpack guy.
You would not be the rocketeer to go to work, and that's what I mean. Like, there's other...
Reporting for service, sir.
And he's exploded. There's other technology that you could use right now that you won't use because you're scared to use it. Would you take a helicopter to work every day?
Oh, yeah. You know I would take... I've been in choppers. I like choppers.
Kimmy,
You've never been in a chopper.
No, and I will never get in a helicopter.
Oh, my God. You're such an air sissy.
Yeah, air sissy.
Oh, I don't want to get in a helicopter. It's scary. I'm just a helicopter scared little bitch.
I'm fine with that. You can call me a helicopter.
You haven't lived.
I don't need to get in a helicopter, so I'm good. You know what I mean?
Oh, like, my God.
Like, there are certain... Like, you can make an argument. Like, you need to get into a car to go from point A to point B. But, like, I don't need to get into a helicopter to do anything.
Okay, let's say somebody offers us a free helicopter right on the show.
Yeah, that's something I don't need to do.
You wouldn't do it?
No. Helicopter I'm out on.
You haven't lived till you've seen your own house from 1,000 feet.
And you haven't died in a helicopter yet. 252-WCMF. Kimmy, are you comfortable with pulling back the restrictions on driverless cars in New York State?
I think so. I don't know. I feel like if other states have done this with some success, like I don't ever want to be like the last to do something. You know what I mean?
Yeah. God forbid we have all of the information before we make a
decision. No, but then you look lame and you look like Alabama. You look jerkwater like Mississippi.
No, Alabama seems like a state that would be like free cars for everybody paid for by every other state. And they're just blasting into pedestrians. Like, it's the opposite of what we're talking here.
I'll tell you what. I would be like, if they came to me and said, we want you to be the test pilot for the driverless car.
Uh-huh.
I would be like the Chuck Yeager of driverless cars.
Let me ask you a question, because you've taken ride shares where the driver was a little bit scary, right?
Oh, we all have.
So I think I might be less scared of the driverless car than I am of some people on the road.
Yeah, but you
sketch ass Uber driver.
Okay, all right.
So I told you we stayed at this one hotel and I went to see my brother, And they had one of them driverless cars at the hotel.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Wow.
And the dude gets in it, and he took us to our restaurant. So it wasn't driverless. He's obviously in there, but he punched it in, basically, and he just sat there while his car took us to the hotel, to the restaurant. It was about 4 blocks away. Wow. It was a big ride.
Wow.
I go, this is like the coolest thing ever.
Look at you staying at hotels with self-driving cars.
Yeah, nearly broke me, bro. But I'm saying, it was almost, you know what it reminded me of?
What's that?
Being at Disney. Like Disney, like those monorails and stuff like that. It was that cool.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Fun fact, right now, New York State has a law against driverless cars, but Jeremy Cooney, local state senator, says he's trying to change that next year. He's going to introduce a bill to allow more driverless features in New York State. His concern is that we are being left behind in the driverless car game. Tommy's all about it.
Hey, cool Cooney thinks forward.
You know nothing else about Jeremy Cooney.
I see him on the news all the time. Always has really sharp suits.
He does dress well. He's a great dresser and great hair.
Mm-hmm.
He's got great hair.
Yeah, I would give my left nut to have his hairline.
I don't think he'll switch. I don't know what he'd do with
have
your
you
nut
asked
instead
him?
Of his hair.
He wants my vote.
Let's talk to Marcia. Hey, Marcia, how are you?
Hi.
Hey.
I called in. I couldn't believe somebody actually answered.
What
so
else would
I
we be doing
Phoenix.
Here?
Okay, kind of how the phone works.
Go ahead, Marcia.
So I was in Phoenix in January, and they have a ton of these driverless cars. My husband and I got one to go out one night, and it picks you up. It was a Jaguar, and they have cameras all over the place, and they do not get on the highway, but they will drive you to where you need to go. It's an app, and pick you up and drive you back, and they pass cars. I don't know. It was a little scary, but it was kind of cool.
Yeah, but you were on a date night.
Yeah.
Hands free.
All right, Marcia, look, we're on a show. Nobody knows who you are. It's not like Marcia's a super unique name now these days. Was there stuff going on in the back of the
truck? Of course there was, man.
I'm asking Marcia.
Tesla Diddlin.
It was a Jag, you idiot.
Oh, yeah.
Marcia, what happened to the back of that Jag? Huh?
Not much. We were just enthralled with the ride.
Okay, look, I'm going to be honest with you, right? If my wife and I get in a driverless Jaguar and we're having this experience together,
you're going out fancy,
and like nothing happens, I'm going to get out of that car a little bit annoyed, Marcia.
Yeah, but wouldn't you kind of be nervous your first time in that car, though?
Like, if I'm going, I'd rather go like
that. The first time, you're always nervous.
I want to be paying attention. But the problem is, when we got out at our hotel, I forgot my purse in the car, and there's no way to call it back, like an Uber, to say I left my purse in the car. So it was like a whole conundrum to try to get a hold of somebody at the company, and then we had to take another driverless car back to this warehouse in the middle of nowhere in Phoenix, and like guards let us in, and then... There's
you realize
like
this is the plot to The Terminator, right? And you're fine with these driverless cars?
No, seriously. And then there's this huge warehouse with all these driverless cars that come back in and park themselves and charge and leave. It's very weird.
Okay.
Very sci-fi.
All right. But, Marcia, you'd be cool if they pulled the restrictions back in New York State after this experience.
I don't know.
But now that she knows she might have to do sexual stuff with her husband, she doesn't want any part of it. Marcia, I got to take some more calls, but thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
There goes Marcia. Yeah, left the purse in the car, wasn't doing anything. Come on,
yeah, that's
Marcia.
How drunk they were.
You know, before we go back to the phones, sit tight, guys. I do want to talk to you, talking about this idea of pulling back restrictions by law here in New York State with driverless cars. I do have questions about how common car stuff would work if they were to pull the restrictions
like
back.
What?
Are you allowed in a self-driving car while you've been drinking?
Why not?
Well, like...
Well, because you're not in the driver's seat.
Are you sure?
In the back.
No, because like some of the self-driving features, you have to be in the driver's seat.
You're talking about if it's your own personal...
Because again, this law would be, and don't you dare say, I think, when you know nothing. You know nothing!
Yeah,
I think you have some thoughts.
I think you have to be a sober person in the
well,
driver's
what's
seat.
What's up with having a car?
There you go. That eliminates the whole reason you want it.
Yes!
Yeah.
To keep people safe.
You got to turn it on. You got to program it where you want to go.
Oh, bro,
and
you hit home, it goes.
You hit. Okay, what if you're trying to go to another bar?
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Okay.
You just put the name of the bar in.
And, like, here's the thing. Don't we have to rewrite laws when people start having access to this stuff.
So get right.
I'm pretty sure the DWI laws don't cover what would happen if I'm drunk behind a vehicle that has a self-driving option.
Well, I don't think there's any DWI laws anymore with the self-driving car.
Well, but that no, you would still have to have them. Not everyone's going to have a self-driving car.
That's true. That's true.
Does someone have to be 16 to operate a self-driving car?
Well, I think you had to just have a driver's license.
Well, so that would be 16. But if I'm not driving, why do I need a driver's license? Also, we're still not sure entirely, and I know you're not, how it gets from point A to point B and like stops at stop lights and stop signs.
AI.
Like I get for like sensors. I get sensors for like stuff in the road. Like that makes sense to me, right? But how does it know if the light is green?
Probably got a sensor.
But would you have to change all of the streetlights where you are to like to?
Doesn't sound like
bro,
it.
Oh, you just put a little chip in there.
You just put little chip in there.
They put chips in everything now.
I don't know.
Everybody got a chip.
They're already running on streets where there are stoplights, so they figured out a way to do it.
Yeah, California's doing it.
No, I understand, but I guess what I'm asking is, did California have to retrofit their stoplights and things like that? I'm asking sincerely, because I don't know, because it wouldn't make sense to me right now. Like, can it tell the color green? How does it tell a difference when there's, like, sun glare at the light? Because, I mean, hell, your eyes can miss that sometimes.
Yeah, but it doesn't need any of that stuff.
Why?
It probably digitally picks it up.
Explain how that works to me.
See the car?
Yeah.
And then it digitizes to the light.
Okay.
And then the light digitizes back to the car, tells it what's going on.
The regular ass stoplight that's always existed.
Yeah, but it picks up on it.
Okay.
Digitized.
Gotcha.
Maybe it's got some kind of like lens eye thing that it just sees everything.
You want to, what?
Yeah. It's got like a lens and it sees everything.
New tech. Ladies and gentlemen, we've invented the lens eye thing that just sees everything.
I don't care how
I'd like
it works.
A patent, please, for what? The lens eye thing that just kind of sees everything?
See, you worry too much.
Yes, I worry that there are cars with no drivers that would be plowing into things.
But if you die in a damn thing, at least you got a free ride.
Okay, but here's the thing. What if you don't die in the damn thing? What if I'm just trying to cross the street and I get blasted by you?
Watch where you're going. That's on you, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
252 WCMF. I'm not the only one with questions. Carl's on CMF. Carl's got a Carl question.
Carl.
Carl. Yeah, I was on a different topic, but yeah, they have facial recognition software. So, yeah, they can see everything on the road.
So, it's got
anyway.
Facial recognition so it can see how horrified you are before it runs you down.
Yeah. But for Tommy, you were worried about. So you're surprised he wasn't worried about driving one of those. What about those drone taxis they have in the Middle East now?
Oh, do they fly?
Yeah, they're like a drone. They got just big enough for a person. You just call it, you get in, and you fly wherever you want to go. Would he ride one of those?
Wait, where's that?
No, he said the Middle East.
I'm looking at it.
That's a pretty vast area,
it's
man.
Dubai, I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah, that's a fancy Dubai. Town. That would be so cool. That's a helicopter.
You get in that?
Yes.
A pilotless drone.
It is. It's like a helicopter.
Do you realize at some point your daughters probably will fly in planes that have no pilots?
Okay.
That'll be computerized.
Good luck with that. Look, man, I'm still not convinced that going on a train doesn't rearrange lady parts, right? That was a fear in the 1860s. Have we proven that wasn't the case?
Well, the clickety-clack gets them going.
The clickety-clack gets them going. That's why Margaret left her purse by. What was her name?
Marjorie.
Carl, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
I didn't know they had to fly in taxi, basically.
It says, what are they called? Air taxi services are supposed to start there in early 2026.
Nope.
Are you kidding me?
Nope. There is not enough money
that's
in the
space
world.
Space age.
Yeah, I understand.
But that's what's coming.
Man.
You're the guy, if this was 1899, you wouldn't get in a car.
I wouldn't.
Oh, my God.
No. I don't trust you. See what cars used to look like?
I wonder though.
They're sitting exposed to the elements with this giant wooden wheel and a stick that comes out of the front of it.
They were very safe.
No seatbelts, no airbags.
Do you think though, like with like the air taxi, there's like a weight limit? Like how do they regulate that?
Oh, yeah.
Too fat to ride?
I mean, these things are kind of small, so I don't know how that would work.
Yeah, there's certain parts of this country that wouldn't work.
Like Mississippi, as we previously mentioned.
The Mississippi lift ain't happening.
Bills, Jaguars, tonight live on 96.5 WCMF sometime between 7:15 and 7:30.
Okay.
We're trying to figure it out. It says different times all over the place. Your pregame will be on for your ride home, so you can catch that here on CMF.
Great.
And if you want to watch the game.
Watch it live?
Yeah, you can do it with one super cool turquoise sneaker wearing gentleman.
And a man with an alcohol problem.
Tommy Boulay will be hanging out at the Bill Gray's Tap Room in Chi Lai. You know, and for years, you've had all kinds of things to say about people on the West Side.
Mm.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you ever took any offense to that.
Because you know why? The West Side's cool.
Yeah,
man.
Super
they
cool.
Get it, man.
Now is your opportunity. You go talk to Tommy on the West Side about how he feels about it. And you can watch this Bills game live while Tommy's picks come in.
Yeah. Sharing the victory.
Or the agony of defeat.
Ain't no agony about it.
Tommy Boulay tonight, Bill Gray's Tap Room in Chi Lai with your friends from 96.5 WCMF. All right, you started it off respectable, 2-2-1.
Yeah.
Last week, you took a nosedive.
It was a tough game.
One win. It was not. It was actually brilliant. It was awesome.
But nobody saw it coming.
And again, we have made the statement earlier this season, we're not going to know what this Bills team really is until like week 7. And I still think that counts. In fact, this Jacksonville team might be even more mysterious.
Oh.
But we have a man that's going to tell us how this is going to go. Because there are some football experts who will tell you what you want to hear, but only one man.
Some football experts will tell you what you want to hear. Our football expert tells you what you need to know. It's Tommy Tells It Like It Is in the Break Room on WCMF.
Tommy, are you ready?
I'm ready to do this, buddy.
Over.
Almost.
Over under. One half a touchdown for rookie wide receiver Keon Coleman.
He's the funny guy from Tallahassee.
You got it. He burst onto the scene with his amazing personality. He is awesome.
Florida State kid.
That's right. But his first two games have been hot and cold. Opening day, he led the team in receiving with 54 yards. Then against Miami, he was targeted once and went 0-for. No catches.
Right.
They say, Tommy, that wide receiver may be the hardest position to adjust to in the NFL. Speed of the game, size of the other players. But this team has plans for Keon to be the big body jump ball receiver Josh can just like put it up in the air to.
Yeah.
And if the offense can add that to the arsenal they've already shown the first 2 weeks, it's a scary situation for opposing defenses. Just so you know.
Yeah, give me some information that I can use.
The Jaguars passing defense is in the bottom half of the league. They come in at 18th right now.
So they suck.
But small sample size, 2 games.
All right.
Does that mean they don't have a plan to wipe out Keon tonight? Over under 1.5 touchdowns, or excuse me, 1/2 a touchdown. My apologies for Keon Coleman.
So the kid's got to get in once.
He has yet to do that in his NFL
career. Right, but it's going to happen.
I mean, but will it happen tonight?
One lousy touchdown.
Again, 2 games, no touchdowns.
Okay, well, he's the kid that's getting going.
That's what I just said.
And Josh working up that trust.
Look, man, I'm just trying to give you the information for you to make an informed decision.
No, you jive, man. You talk jive.
What am I? Because
like Danger
jive?
Comes in here and gives me all this other information and you don't give me.
I'm sorry, aren't you supposed to be the expert? Did I come here and give you information?
You're deflecting.
I say tonight.
What numbers you wear? Oh, you idiot.
The best one.
What's that?
I don't know.
It is the best one.
Oh, you think it's the best one? I thought you didn't like these.
Okay, is zero is a great number. He wears zero.
A zero?
Zero is a great number, but fat guys can't wear single numbers. You especially can't wear zero. My brother Ryan, who will be in here later today, bought a Keon Coleman jersey.
Turns into more of an O.
Yeah. It looks like he's wearing a smaller version of himself on his shirt.
Okay.
Over under, 1/2 a touchdown for Keon Coleman.
Tonight, I think you're going to see the Florida Flash. That's, for real.
Where's Jacksonville from? What state do they play in?
Oh, I believe it's Florida.
Yeah, he's the Florida Flash.
Okay.
Yes, he's going to get a touchdown tonight.
All right. So his first touchdown of his career comes tonight against Jacksonville.
Prime time. This kid's prime time, which I believe Deion's also from the Tallahassee area.
Yeah, what about
it? So this is going to be the second coming of prime time.
Man, this is going to be really exciting for Keon to play in his first prime time game, huh?
And they're going to start calling him prime time.
Hey, idiot.
Hey, idiot.
When did the Bills play their last game?
No, I'm saying for him.
Oh, no. No, yeah,
it's going to be his show tonight.
Yeah. Okay. So just to be clear.
Hey, Ian.
You're over 1/2 a touchdown.
And by the way, there's a big difference between North Florida and South Florida.
What does that have to do with anything?
South Florida's like
Florida
playing.
Flash.
It's like the sixth borough of New York.
The game's in Buffalo.
Yeah, but I'm saying like this kid.
Okay. Over 1/2 a touchdown for Keon Coleman.
Okay.
He's panicking. He's in full panic.
I'm panicking. You're the one stuttering.
Panic. I'm just trying to help you out.
You don't help nothing.
Over under. 3.5 receptions for Jaguars wide receiver Gabe Davis.
Oh.
We talked this morning. It's a homecoming this for the former Bills wide receiver. He's a guy the Bills had a ton of hope for. Mm-hmm. He flashed moments of brilliance when he was in Buffalo. He still holds the record for the most touchdown catches in a playoff game. There were times, Kimmy, where Gabe Davis was unguardable.
Yeah. And then there were other times when he didn't even know he was there.
Completely disappeared.
Is he playing today?
Gabe Davis will either get you 5 catches for 120 yards and 2 touchdowns, or he will get you 2 catches for 12 yards. But that's what's scary about tonight.
What's that?
In his first 2 games as a Jag, he has exactly 3 catches each game. He is due to blow up based on the Gabe Davis schedule. Tonight would be a logical time to do it. And you would think, Tommy, he also has revenge on his mind because the Bills didn't want to pay him. They didn't think he was worth it.
Mm.
The question is...
Ooh, what's the question?
Was it Josh Allen that gave Gabe Davis his boost, his boom or bust potential? Or is it his talent that can make any quarterback look good over under 3.5 receptions for Jaguars wide receiver Gabe Davis?
So he's getting a faux
catches.
But they know him. I mean, the defense knows what this kid's about.
Okay,
right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess. But he runs weird routes, man. He's like herky-jerky.
Oh, so they should call you up? Well, you're big with the herky-jerky. Oh, it's at a Saturday night game. Under the lights for patting his herky-jerky.
You've been so mad because you don't know anything about this game, and now I'm being the one that's going to take it out on.
Let me tell you something, man.
Please.
This Gabe tonight,
yeah,
is going to be a ghost. They're going to start calling him Gabe the Ghost because he's going to be a no-show. This kid ain't going to do squat.
Don't do this, man. Come on. I'm already nervous.
He's
going to
be balling in front of the old hometown.
Now, the last time he was on the field in Buffalo, he did not play in that Chiefs game. He was hurt. He was arguing with Bills fans. Like they were, he was like in a fight on the sideline.
Well, ain't going to get any better tonight.
So just to be clear, you are under 3.5 receptions for Gabe Davis.
Gabe the Ghost. Okay. Ain't happening.
Tommy tells it like it is. Special Football Monday. He is over 1.5 a touchdown for Wookie wide receiver. Harry wide receiver Keon Coleman. He is under 3.5 receptions for Jags wide receiver Gabe Davis. Are you ready for your third pick?
I'm ready, but let's do it.
Over under 1.5 turnovers for this Bills defense.
Well, that's how you win football games.
The Bills are making a living taking the ball away so far this
season. Oh, they eat balls. They gonna eat it up tonight
against Miami. They got 3 picks, 1 for a touchdown against Arizona. Greg
Those
Rousseau.
Are some sweaty Miami balls.
Greg Rousseau.
Greg?
Will you Greg stop talking be, so Greg, I can give you the information?
Greg,
you
Greg,
oh, I hate you so much.
Is Jimmy going to be called the game? Jimmy knows Greg's.
The Bills are ball magnets, much like your mom. But there's an argument to be made, Kimmy.
So it might be the worst picks in pick history.
Well, really? Have you ever heard a pick? Have you ever heard a pick before? Because they're all the worst picks in pick history. There is an argument to be made that most turnovers are total luck. And if you want to rely on turnovers for your defense to be successful, eventually it will go bad. Add to that, here's the information you need to listen to.
I mean, I'm listening.
Are we ready?
Yeah.
Despite Jacksonville being winless, they're really good at protecting the ball.
All right.
Quarterback Trevor Lawrence has yet to throw an interception, and in 2 games, they've turned over the ball only once, a fumble on the goal line that led to Miami coming back on them opening day. The Bills would need to double their total turnovers for the season, Jacksonville's, for this to hit. Over under, 1.5 turnovers for the Bills D tonight.
So they only got to snag 2 balls.
That's a lot of turnovers.
It's 2. It's not a lot. 2 is not a lot in anything.
And they won't be sweaty. Most likely.
Oh, no, they might be wet.
They could be wet balls.
So it's going to be it may be wet out there tonight. Hard to hold on to that ball.
You know, they keep the balls dry.
I know, but still, ball goes on the ground, ground's wet, ball's wet.
Thank you.
That's how wet works.
Dr. Tommy.
Wet keeps showing up.
Dr. Water Mulet. So, over under 1.5 turnovers for the Bills.
Oh, they got to get the goddamn thing twice. You don't think these professional athletes, multimillionaires is all they do, can't grab 2 wet balls?
You know, the Jaguars offense, also professionals, also millionaires.
I understand.
No, I don't care
what Jacksonville does.
Okay.
That's Jacksonville's problem.
Okay.
I say they're going to get 2, at least 2 turnovers.
Okay.
Okay.
So, to be clear, you are over. Okay. Your Buffalo Bills are 1-1 against the spread so far this year. However, they only missed cover in that opening day by 0.5.
Ooh, look at that.
Right now, the line has been moving a little bit. It started at 4.5. It has moved. The Bills are a full 5.5-point favorites.
Ooh, big money's moving, buddy.
Over the Jacksonville Jaguars tonight. Let's keep in mind, last week, the line moved towards Miami as the week went on, almost a full point. A full point, I think. And Miami didn't even come close.
Oh, it's terrible.
This game has trap game. This game has trap game stamped all
listen
over.
Listen to Pat's fist.
And they say good teams win, great teams cover. Are the great team. Do they win? And if so, do they cover the 5.5 points?
So you're asking me about a game that I'm kind of shaping up to be, turn into something.
I'm not even looking at you. I will not look you in the face out of disrespect.
Of course they're going to win.
Okay. Are they going to cover the 5.5?
It's a 5 lousy, stupid points. You don't think they can cover this white trash Jacksonville team?
Giants.
With Trailer Boy at the helm.
Broncos.
His mama's going to be out there.
Buccaneers. 3 games in primetime last season that should have been walkover for the Bills. 3 games, if I'm not mistaken, they did not cover.
Let me tell you something. The Bills this year own Florida. The entire goddamn state.
Okay.
So, yes, they're going to win.
You realize I just said Buccaneers.
I know.
Where do they play?
Tampa. Uh-huh. I said the Bills this year will
They're going to go on a Florida run.
Okay. All right.
Oh, big time Florida run.
So you have the
biggest
Bills.
Florida runs is cocaine.
You have the Bills winning.
They're going to be the cocaine of the North. You're going to call it the cocaine coast.
You have the Bills winning, and you have them winning by 5.5 points.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Are you done with that?
I would say, you know, could even be worse.
Oh, really? What are you thinking?
I'm thinking you might see a prime time split. This could get ugly.
Wait, this could or this will?
You get something wrong with your neck. Just keep doing this. Keep doing this thing with your neck. You're watching the live stream. It looks like you're having a seizure.
Yeah, your mother coughed last night. I'm going to say primetime blowout.
Okay.
Big time, primetime. Blew it.
So just to recap.
Yeah, let's recap. Let's do that. Let's bring it all together here so the audience knows where we stand.
Okay, so Tommy is over.
Okay, bring it in.
What, are you doing the safety? You don't even know what that means.
Bring it in.
Is that what you think a high five and a... What is that?
All right, team, bring it in.
It is so obvious.
Okay, you're bringing it in.
It is so obvious you've never played a second of organized sports.
No, but I went to summer camp. We had to bring it in.
Okay. He is over 1.5 a touchdown for rookie wide receiver Keon Coleman. He is under 3.5 receptions for Jags wide receiver Gabe Davis. He is over 1.5 turnovers for this Bills defense tonight, and he has the Bills winning. He has them winning by at least 6, and he has them winning in a blee.
Bro, it's going to be a rocking chair if you're betting tonight.
All right, so that's that. Again, we tell you, and we tell you every week, do not bet based on Tommy's picks. We cannot be held responsible.
In fact, what you want, you grown-ass people.
If you do it, you deserve to lose. That being said...
Yeah. What's going on now?
Our good buddies, Mike Danger from 95.7 The Fan, and from the Let's Go Duffalo...
Not so fast, buddy. I know RD's coming in with his loud shirts and his comically stupid hats.
Comically stupid?
Yes.
Vocabulary master Tommy.
I'm saying this is going to be a hell of a game tonight.
Okay.
You're going to be in awe of what you all see.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And somebody else is.
Who's that?
Ooh.
Old buddy of yours.
Ooh, who's showing up?
But it went south. And he's going to be on Twitter congratulating the team for what he sees.
What are you thinking?
Your boy.
Who?
Doug the Bone Marone will be complimenting the Bills on a massive blowout win.
A guy that's not connected to either team anymore?
No, but he still has passion for the game. You don't think a guy that used to work for these teams?
He might be dead inside.
Both teams he coached. You don't think that guy's watching tonight? He was a head coach at both of those teams.
He might be watching. He's not tweeting.
How do you know? He tweets all the time.
I don't even know if he has Twitter.
He's got Twitter.
If he worked, don't look it up until later because he's already made his pick.
You don't think Doug Marone has Twitter?
He doesn't seem like the type.
No, he doesn't.
Seem like the type.
He seems like the type that has a burner. He seems like that, but not one with his own name on it.
You two have such a blind hatred for that
man. Think of how sensitive he was with everything, every criticism he got.
He's a bitch.
And you think he's on social media.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so your bonus pick is that former Buffalo Bills and Jacksonville Jaguars head coach Doug the Bone Marone.
Right.
Will watch the game tonight and be so impressed by this Bills blowout, he will congratulate them on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. It'll be a positive tweet towards the Bills.
Okay, there it is. Mike Danger from 95.7 The Fan, from the Let's Go Duffalo podcast, Ryan Duffy.
Ryan Duffy!
They will be in here after 9 o'clock to recap all of Tommy's picks on a very special football Monday here in the break room on CMF.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jaguars tonight live on 96.5 WCMF sometime between 7:15 and 7:30.
Okay.
We're trying to figure it out. It says different times all over the place. Your pregame will be on for your ride home, so you can catch that here on CMF.
Great.
And if you want to watch the game.
Watch it live?
Yeah, you can do it with one super cool turquoise sneaker wearing gentleman.
And a man with an alcohol problem.
Tommy Boulay will be hanging out at the Bill Gray's Tap Room in Chi-Lai. You know, and for years, you've had all kinds of things to say about people on the West Side.
Mm.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you ever took any offense to that.
Because you know why? The West Side's cool.
Yeah,
man.
Super
they
cool.
Get it, man.
Now is your opportunity. You go talk to Tommy on the West Side about how he feels about it. And you can watch this Bills game live while Tommy's picks come in.
Yeah. Sharing the victory.
Or the agony of defeat.
Ain't no agony about it.
Tommy Boulay tonight, Bill Gray's Tap Room in Chi-Lai with your friends from 96.5 WCMF. All right, you started it off respectable, 2-2-1.
Yeah.
Last week, you took a nosedive.
It was a tough game.
One win. It was not. It was actually brilliant. It was awesome.
But nobody saw it coming.
And again, we have made the statement earlier this season, we're not going to know what this Bills team really is until like week 7. And
right.
I still think that counts. In fact, this Jacksonville team might be even more mysterious. But we have a man that's going to tell us how this is going to go. Because there are some football experts who will tell you what you want to hear, but only one man.
Some football experts will tell you what you want to hear. Our football expert tells you what you need to know. It's Tommy Tells It Like It Is in the Break Room on WCMF.
Tommy, are you ready?
I'm ready to do this, buddy.
Over. Over under. One half a touchdown for rookie wide receiver Keon Coleman.
He's the funny guy from Tallahassee.
You got it. He burst onto the scene with his amazing personality. He is awesome.
Florida State kid.
That's right. But his first two games have been hot and cold. Opening day, he led the team in receiving with 54 yards. Then against Miami, he was targeted once and went over. No catches.
All right.
They say, Tommy, that wide receiver may be the hardest position to adjust to in the NFL. Speed of the game, size of the other players.
All right.
But this team has plans for Keon to be the big body jump ball receiver Josh can just like put it up in the air to.
Yeah.
And if the offense can add that to the arsenal they've already shown the first 2 weeks, it's a scary situation for opposing defenses. Just so you know.
Yeah, give me some information that I can use.
The Jaguars passing defense is in the bottom half of the league. They come in at 18th right now.
So they suck.
But small sample size, 2 games.
All right.
Does that mean they don't have a plan to wipe out Keon tonight? Over under 1.5 touchdowns, or excuse me, 1/2 a touchdown. My apologies for Keon Coleman.
So the kid's got to get in once.
Mm-hmm. He has yet to do that in his NFL career.
Right, but it's going to happen.
I mean, but will it happen tonight?
One lousy touchdown.
Again, 2 games, no touchdowns.
Okay, these the kids that's getting going.
That's what I just said.
And Josh working up that trust.
Look, man, I'm just trying to give you the information for you to make an
informed
decision.
No, you jive, man. You talk jive.
What am I? Because
like Danger comes in here and gives me all this other information and you don't give me.
I'm sorry, aren't you supposed to be the expert? Did I come in here and give you information?
You're deflecting.
I say tonight.
What numbers you wear? Oh, you idiot.
The best one.
What's that?
I don't know.
It is the best one.
Oh, you think it's the best one? I thought you didn't like these.
Okay, zero is a great number. He wears zero.
A zero?
Zero is a great number, but fat guys can't wear single numbers. You especially can't wear zero. My brother Ryan, who will be in here later today, bought a Keon Coleman jersey.
Turns into more of an O.
Yeah, it looks like he's wearing a smaller version of himself on his shirt.
Okay.
Over under, 1/2 a touchdown for Keon Coleman.
Tonight, I think you're going to see the Florida Flash. For real.
Where's Jacksonville from? What state do they play in?
Oh, I believe it's Florida.
Yeah, he's the Florida Flash.
Okay.
Yes, he's going to get a touchdown tonight.
All right. So his first touchdown of his career comes tonight against Jacksonville.
Prime time. This kid's prime time, which I believe Deion's also from the Tallahassee area.
Yeah, what about
it? So this is going to be the second coming of prime time.
Man, this is going to be really exciting for Keon to play in his first prime time game, huh?
And they're going to start calling him prime time.
Hey, idiot.
Hey, idiot.
When did the Bills play their last game?
No, I'm saying for him.
Oh, no. No, yeah,
it's going to be his show tonight.
Yeah, okay. So just to be clear.
Hey, idiot.
You're over one half a touchdown.
And by the way, there's a big difference between North Florida and South Florida.
What does that have to do with anything?
South Florida is like
Florida
playing.
Flash.
It's like the sixth borough of New York.
The game's in Buffalo.
Yeah, but I'm saying like this kid.
Okay. Over one half a touchdown for you. Go on. Okay. He's panicking. He's in full panic.
I'm panicking.
Right?
You're the one stuttering.
Full panic. I'm just trying to help you out.
You don't help nothing.
Over under. 3.5 receptions for Jaguars wide receiver Gabe Davis.
Oh,
we talked this morning. It's a homecoming for the former Bills wide receiver. He's a guy the Bills had a ton of hope for. Mm-hmm. He flashed moments of brilliance when he was in Buffalo. He still holds the record for the most touchdown catches in a playoff game. There were times, Kimmy, where Gabe Davis was unguardable.
Yeah, and then there were other times when he didn't even know he was there.
Completely disappeared.
Is he playing today?
Gabe Davis will either get you 5 catches for 120 yards and 2 touchdowns, or he will get you 2 catches for 12 yards. But that's what's scary about tonight.
What's that?
In his first 2 games as a Jag, he has exactly 3 catches each game. He is due to blow up based on the Gabe Davis schedule. Tonight would be a logical time to do it. And you would think, Tommy, he also has revenge on his mind because the Bills didn't want to pay him. They didn't think he was worth it.
Mm-hmm.
The question is,
ooh, what's the question?
Was it Josh Allen that gave Gabe Davis his boom or bust potential? Or is it his talent that can make any quarterback look good? Over under 3.5 receptions for Jaguars wide receiver Gabe Davis.
So he's getting a foe
catches.
But they know him. I mean, the defense knows what this kid's about.
Okay,
right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess. But he runs weird routes, man. He's like herky jerky.
Oh, so they should call you up? Big with the herky jerky. Oh, it's at a Saturday night game. Under the lights for patting his herky jerky.
Kim is so mad because you don't know anything about this game, and now I'm being the one that's going to take it out on
him. Let me tell you something, man.
Please.
This Gabe tonight,
he's
going to be a ghost. They're going to start calling him Gabe the Ghost because he's going to be a no-show. This kid ain't going to do squat.
Don't do this, man. Come on. I'm already nervous.
He's
going to
be balling in front of the old hometown.
Now, the last time he was on the field in Buffalo, he did not play in that Chiefs game. He was hurt. He was arguing with Bills fans. Like, he was like in a fight on the sideline.
Well, ain't going to get any better tonight.
So, just to be clear, you are under 3.5 receptions for Gabe Davis.
Gabe the Ghost. Okay. Ain't happening.
Tommy tells it like it is. Special Football Monday. He is over 1.5 a touchdown for Wookie wide receiver. Harry wide receiver Keon Coleman. He is under 3.5 receptions for Jags wide receiver Gabe Davis. Are you ready for your third pick?
I'm ready, but let's do it.
Over under 1.5 turnovers for this Bills defense.
Well, that's how you win football games.
The Bills are making a living taking the ball away so far this
season. Oh, they eat balls. They gonna eat it up tonight
against Miami. They got 3 picks, 1 for a touchdown against Arizona. Greg
Those
Rousseau.
Are some sweaty Miami balls.
Greg Rousseau.
Greg?
Will
Greg
you stop talking so
Greg?
I can give you the information?
Is Greg
Wade
tonight?
Oh, so
is Jimmy going to be called the game? Jimmy knows Greg's.
The Bills are ball magnets, much like your mom. But there's an argument to be made, Kimmy.
This might be the worst picks in pick history.
Well, really? Have you ever heard him pick? Have you ever heard him pick before? Because they're all the worst picks in pick history. There is an argument to be made that most turnovers are total luck. And if you want to rely on turnovers for your defense to be successful, eventually it will go bad. Add to that, here's the information you need to listen to.
I mean, I'm listening.
Are we ready?
Yeah.
Despite Jacksonville being winless, they're really good at protecting the ball.
All right.
Quarterback Trevor Lawrence has yet to throw an interception, and in 2 games, they've turned over the ball only once, a fumble on the goal line that led to Miami coming back on them opening day. The Bills would need to double their total turnovers for the season, Jacksonville's, for this to hit. Over under, 1.5 turnovers for the Bills D tonight.
So they only got to snag 2 balls.
That's a lot of turnovers.
It's 2. It's not a lot. 2 is not a lot in anything.
And they won't be sweaty. Most likely.
Oh, no, they might be wet.
They could be wet balls.
So it's going to be it may be wet out there tonight. Hard to hold on to that ball.
You know they keep the balls dry.
I know, but still, ball goes on the ground, ground's wet, ball's wet.
Thank you.
That's how wet works.
Dr. Tommy.
Wet keeps showing up.
Dr. Water Mulet. So, over, under, 1.5 turnovers for the Bills.
Oh, my God, against the goddamn thing twice. You don't think these professional athletes, multimillionaires is all they do, can't grab two wet balls?
You know, the Jaguars offense, also professionals, also millionaires.
I understand.
No,
I don't care what Jacksonville does.
Okay.
That's Jacksonville's problem.
Okay.
I say they're going to get at least two turnovers.
Okay.
Okay.
So, to be clear, you are over. Okay. Your Buffalo Bills are 1-1 against the spread so far this year. However, they only missed cover in that opening day by half a point.
Ooh, look at that.
Right now, the line has been moving a little bit. It started at 4.5. It has moved. The Bills are a full 5.5-point favorites.
Ooh, big money's moving, buddy.
Over the Jacksonville Jaguars tonight. Let's keep in mind, last week, the line moved towards Miami as the week went on. Almost a full point. A full point, I think. And Miami didn't even come close.
Oh, terrible.
This game has trap game. This game has trap game stamped all over.
Listen to Pat's fist.
And they say good teams win, great teams cover. Are the Bills a great team? Do they win? And if so, do they cover the 5.5 points?
So you're asking me about a game that I'm kind of shaping up to turn into something.
I'm not even looking at you. I will not look you in the face out of disrespect.
Of course they're going to win.
Okay. Are they going to cover the 5.5?
Bro, it's 5 lousy, stupid points. You don't think they can cover this white trash Jacksonville team?
Giants.
With Trailer Boy at the helm.
Broncos.
His mama's going to be out there.
Buccaneers. 3 games in primetime last season that should have been walkover for the Bills. 3 games, if I'm not mistaken, they did not cover.
Let me tell you something. The Bills this year own Florida. The entire goddamn state.
Okay.
So, yes, they're going to win.
You realize I just said Buccaneers.
I know.
Where do they play?
Tampa. Yeah. I say the Bills this year will...
They're going to go on a Florida run.
Okay. All right.
Oh, big-time Florida run.
So, you have the
biggest
Bills.
Biggest Florida run since cocaine.
You have the Bills winning.
They're going to be the cocaine of the North. You're going to call it the Cocaine Coast.
You have the Bills winning, and you have them winning by 5.5 points.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Are you done with that?
I would say, you know, could even be worse.
Oh, really? What are you thinking?
I'm thinking you might see... A prime time split. This could get ugly.
Wait. This could or this will?
You get something wrong with your neck. Just keep doing this. Keep doing this thing with your neck. If you're watching the live stream, it looks like you're having a seizure.
Yeah, your mother coughed last night. I'm going to say prime time blowout.
Okay.
Big time, prime time split.
So just to recap.
Yeah, let's recap. Let's do that. Let's bring it all together here so the audience knows where we stand.
Okay, so Tommy is over.
Okay, bring it in.
What, are you doing the safety? You don't even know what that means?
Bring it in.
Is that what you think, a high five and a... What is that?
All right, team, bring it in.
It is so obvious.
You're bringing it in.
It is so obvious you've never played a second of organized sports.
No, but I went to summer camp. We had to bring it in.
Okay. He is over 1.5 a touchdown for rookie wide receiver Keon Coleman. He is under 3.5 receptions for Jags wide receiver Gabe Davis. He is over 1.5 turnovers for this Bills defense tonight, and he has the Bills winning. He has them winning by at least 6, and he has them winning in a bleed.
Bro, it's going to be a rocking chair if you're betting tonight.
All right, so that's that. Again, we tell you, and we tell you every week, do not bet based on Tommy's picks. We cannot be held responsible.
Do what you want, you grown-ass people.
If you do it, you deserve to lose. That being said...
Yeah. What's going on now?
Our good buddies, Mike Danger from 95.7 The Fan, and from the Let's Go Duffalo...
Not so fast, buddy. I know RD's coming in with his loud shirts and his comically stupid hats.
Comically stupid?
Yes.
Vocabulary master Tommy.
I'm saying this is going to be a hell of a game tonight.
Okay.
You're going to be in awe of what you all see.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And somebody else is.
Who's that?
Ooh.
Old buddy of yours.
Ooh, who's showing up?
But it went south. And he's going to be on Twitter congratulating the team.
Who,
for what he
thinking?
Sees.
What are you thinking?
Your boy.
Who?
Doug the Bone Marrone will be complimenting the Bills on a massive blowout win.
A guy that's not connected to either team anymore?
No, but he still has passion for the game. You don't think a guy that used to work for these teams?
He might be dead inside.
Both teams he coached. You don't think that guy's watching tonight? He was a head coach at both of those teams.
He might be watching. He's not tweeting.
And if he
How do you know? He tweets all the time.
I don't even know if he has Twitter.
He's got Twitter.
If he worked, don't look it up until later because he's already made his pick.
All right.
You don't think Doug Marrone has Twitter?
He doesn't seem like the type.
No, he doesn't.
Doesn't seem like the type.
He seems like the type that has a burner. He seems like that, but not one with his own name on it.
You two have such a blind hatred for that
man. Think of how sensitive he was for with everything, every criticism he got.
He's a bitch.
And you think he's on social media.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so your bonus pick is that former Buffalo Bills and Jacksonville Jaguars head coach Doug the Bone Marrone will watch the game tonight and be so impressed by this Bills blowout, he will congratulate them on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. It'll be a positive tweet towards the Bills.
Okay, there it is. Mike Danger from 95.7 The Fan, from the Let's Go Duffalo podcast, Ryan Duffy.
Ryan Duffy!
They will be in here after 9 o'clock to recap all of Tommy's picks on a very special Football Monday here in the break room on CMF.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.